Well, a God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. The message we read last week was a tough message. I know it needs to be followed up with an encouraging message. In Matthew 9, Jesus says to one that he was about to heal, be of good courage. He said to another that he was healing, be of good courage. He said to Paul, be of good courage. King James translates all those verses by saying, be of good cheer. No, it is courage. And how do we get courage but to be encouraged? Now, 2 Corinthians 1:20 says that all the promises of God are in him, yea, that is yes, and in him, amen. To eliminate the pronouns, it says, all the promises of God are in Jesus, yes, and in Jesus, amen. If this is the first time you're joining the God School, we're non-traditional, and I want you to throw tradition out, or at least your traditional understanding of that word, amen, which traditionally is accepted as so be it, or so be it unto you. That's not what it means. What it means, without going into the lengthy detail, find other places that we've gone into detail on it. The word amen, the best translation we can give it is no doubt. And all the promises of God are in Jesus, yea, and in Jesus, no doubt. Now, this is a message to those who are in Christ Jesus. Now, Romans 8 says, the 9th verse, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be the Spirit of God dwell in you. We are in Christ when Christ is in us. 3rd chapter of Ephesians tells us that Christ dwelleth in our heart by faith. Now, the church is a people who belong to the Lord. And it doesn't include all those, how do I say this? All those who are going to church every Sunday, going to a place where a cross is over the building, all those who are holding denominational services, all those who are putting forth doctrines of men and not the doctrine of God, the doctrine of God being something that is awesome and stupefying. And we are trying to encourage those who, through faith, have the indwelling of the Spirit and therefore are in Jesus Christ, where all the promises are yes and are of no doubt. And that gives us a license to go into this Bible, this book wherein God is revealing himself to us, and gain understanding and encouragement while we are on this journey into eternity with God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And my hope is to encourage the people who do belong to the Lord. I want you to open your Bibles to the 33rd chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. It's the fifth book. It follows Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, now Deuteronomy. And we encounter in this chapter that which is called the Song of Asher. But God, having revealed in 2 Corinthians this wonderful license wherein we can grab hold of whatever promise we find in the scriptures, because as Jesus said of them, that is the scriptures, they are they which speak of me. In the 25th verse, it says, thy shoes shall be iron and brass. God is talking about his people. And he says, thy shoes shall be iron and brass. He doesn't say, you know, thy shoes shall be beach thongs, or thy shoes shall be house slippers. You know, where we can go to the beach and just hang out in the sun, or, you know, just hang out in our slippers all day. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. What do you need iron and brass shoes for? A tough trip. And Christianity, make no doubt about it, is a tough trip. As I shared some weeks back, I had two couples in the museum, you know, coming out of a traditional denomination, and we got into some wonderful discussions of faith. And the more I began to explain this wonderful gift of faith and some of the consequences thereof, one of the women with a almost a shocked look on her face, but at the same time, acceptance of the fact, she said, well, that's tough. Yeah, it is. And God lets us know the trip is going to be tough, but he supplies for us shoes of iron and brass. And as thy day, so shall thy strength be. No one ever had a nervous breakdown over today's problem, always over tomorrow's. This phrase says, as thy day, so shall thy strength be. Doesn't talk about tomorrow, it talks about today. And as we attempted to hammer home in our teaching out of the book of Hebrews, it says, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. This phrase tells us, as our day, so shall our strength be. If you get up in the morning and you're feeling punk and without strength, relax. It's probably not going to be a real tough day. But on the other hand, if you wake up full of vim and vinegar and are just ready to take on the world, be a little cautious, because your day is probably going to be pretty rough. As thy day, so shall thy strength be. In this life, We have a day at a time. No one knows about tomorrow. We have today. And as we travel on this journey, verse 27 says, the eternal God is thy refuge. The place, the eternal God is the place of comfort and of security. This word in the 27th verse translated eternal, the eternal God, better translation is the God of the forefront. And God is giving us pictures of how it's going to be on this journey, that it's going to require shoes of iron and brass, tough shoes for a tough trip, that he promises that he will give us strength for the day, a promise in the New Testament is, you know, in 1 Corinthians 10, it says, there has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able. As thy day, so shall thy strength be. But it goes on and says, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Now, this is not a message for all, but it is a message to each and every one of us. The God of the forefront. God is, what it's saying is, God is on the corner before we get there. And it goes on to say, underneath are the everlasting arms. Now, the Hebrew is a picture language, and this is a difficult picture to fathom. But this word, underneath, is describing something that is under, bottomless. I can only say it. I don't know that I have a complete understanding of, number one, bottomless. Number two, something that is underneath bottomless. But it says, underneath are the everlasting arms of God. Have you ever found yourself in a pit. And it seems it's just getting lower and lower. And we cry out to God for help. Well, here is an understanding that regardless of the depth, it says beneath bottomless are the everlasting arms. We're in this for the long haul. God is able, regardless of where you think you are, whatever condition you think you are in, it says the everlasting. God has eternity to sweep up and grab hold of you and give you comfort and security. But in this tough trip, it takes courage to grab hold of these promises. And I learned it from my pastor. I've shared it with you oftentimes here at the God School. Faith is 90% courage. Webster's Dictionary describes courage as that quality of mind which enables a person to encounter danger and difficulties with firmness or without fear. Now, in the New Testament, we encounter that word, repent. The Greek is metanoia. The literal is aftermind. The figurative, the figurative or the literal is new mind. We have a new, it says, those who are in Christ have the mind of Christ. I'm talking to people that are in Christ, and you have a new mind, and that new mind says that God's word is more real and substantial than anything that we might encounter in this life, and we have an ability and a mind where we can approach our day in firmness and without fear, because it says the God of the forefront is our refuge, and underneath all are the everlasting arms. Psalm 37, the 24th verse says, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. In this Christian walk, we make it through by faith, which is a gift of God. 90% of which is courage. Courage to reach in, grab hold of the promises of God, of which all the promises are yea, and in Christ, no doubt. We continue acting on these promises. Dr. Scott taught on these verses every year because they said, set, as he said, a compass point while we're on this Christian journey. We have learned about it before. We are learning about it today. We shall continue to act in courage upon the promises of God, which is the best definition of faith I've ever encountered. Faith is acting on the promises of God. God tells us it's a tough trip. He tells us, as our day, so shall our strength be. He tells us he's the God of the forefront. He's on the corner before we get there. We can take comfort and security in that. And regardless of how low we believe our situation is, underneath all are the everlasting arms, and it is the Lord. Remember how we opened Hebrews, that third verse? Going to the second, who is heir of all things, by whom also the worlds were made, who is the outraying of glory, the express image of his person, who upholdeth all things by the word of his power. That all is talking about Jesus, in whom we are as we act. Courageously, by faith, in God. Promises. And that's the God School for today.